It's the Best Advice Show. I'm Zach. I have a couple warnings before we get started. The first one is that this episode is a little bit longer than usual. I hope that's okay. I really loved this interview, and I think the length helps. And the second warning is that I throw in an emphatic F-bomb at one point. If that is going to offend you, or maybe your children, if you're listening with them, maybe skip this one. Here it is, Jacqueline Raposo's advice.
It's applicable to anyone who feels either overwhelmed by their life, because life is overwhelming and scary, or underwhelmed. If you feel like you're in a rut, if you feel like you don't know how to change things up, that instead of like overdoing, instead of trying something new, instead of achieving something, instead of being like, I'm going to do this workout plan, this goal, this self-help book, whatever, instead of trying to achieve something or be productive, give yourself a break and take out something from your life instead. The project that I did that transformed my whole inner life and put me in this place of sensory awareness, living in the moment, I have no clue what's happening next, and that's awesome, was just studying my habits and not trying to change them, not trying to formulate better ones, but taking one habit out for a significant period of time, at least a couple of weeks, but something that feels symbolic to whoever's doing it, because other people are doing this now and it's wonderful. Take the habit out, and it can be something that you don't like that's, you know, is bad for your health, or, you know, social media addiction is a big one, or television or coffee, whatever the habit is, just take it out for at least a couple of weeks and just observe what happens. Don't do it with a goal. Don't do it like, oh, if I take sugar out, I'm going to lose weight, you know, or whatever. Or if I take social media out, I'll finally start writing the book that I want to write. Just take it out and observe what happens in the space that it leaves. So if we all of a sudden can't, like, all right, I'm not going to go on social media for a month, and 30 times a day we're reaching for the phone to go on social media, if we then have to ask, like, all right, well, why did I want that? What do I want? What do I need? How can I fill this? What do I think about this? How do I feel about this? It sort of forces us into sensory awareness of the moment right there. And then we have to choose what we want to do with it. And once you start doing that regularly, you realize how many choices you have and how exciting it is to live. You know, if all of a sudden you're not getting takeout food for a month and you have to cook every single thing, and you're very aware of the food in the pan as it's changing colors and the smells coming out of it and the sounds coming out of it, all of a sudden life feels really cool again. All of a sudden you're like really in the moment, and those things start to morph and build without expectations that necessarily you had. Some of them could be bad. You could realize that, you know, if you go off social media, that you're lonely, or that you don't have strong communication skills, or that you need to call people, that your relationship's frayed, or that you have some physical addictions to things, or that you were reaching for some pretty superficial replacements, you know, for deeper longings that you have. So that can be hard to face, but at least you start to face them and figure out how to be braver in changing them.
I gotta say, just when you describe this action of stepping back from social media and noticing, you know, all this time that you now have, it gave me like, I got like butterflies, and it was such a liberating.
So good butterflies or scary butterflies?
No, good, good. I was like, oh, fuck yeah, I need that so bad.
Yeah. I interviewed Amber Case, who's she was a former tech designer, and she calls herself, a cyborg anthropologist.
Cool.
I was asking her about, like, well, we've created this world where we have to be on social media, right? And she's like, no, we just think we do. It's norms in anthropology. We're the frog in the boiling pot of water, not realizing it's coming to a boil around us, but we're humans. We can jump from the pot. And I was like, mind blown. Like, yeah, I don't have to be on social media, even though I'm a writer and a podcast producer and I want people to hear my stories. Like, we've just decided that we think that we have to, and it's so liberating.
So you wrote a book about all this stuff, all of these practices, called The Me Without: A Year Exploring Habit Healing and Happiness. So can you just list some of the things that you subtracted?
Yeah, so I did social media for 40 days, no shopping for 90 days. That included superfluous groceries, clothing, books, anything I did not need, I could not buy for 90 days. I did zero waste, so product packaging, which was
Sugar,
really hard,
which
was during the 2016 election, which so no sugar or alcohol, which was very hard for
no
that
negative
reason.
thoughts,
Which was a little bit less tangible, but I was getting to a really dark place from all the discoveries I was making with those other things. So then I had to tackle my patterns of negative thought. No television, which I failed twice. I did a couple where I just did them for days or a couple days. So I did like no electricity, no talking, things like that. There were more, but those were the significant ones. I did it for a year, a full year of this.
I need to ask before I forget. So you failed the TV thing twice. What was the first show you went back to?
I was really into the Gilmore Girls back then, which I'm not entirely proud of.
Why? It's delightful.
It's delightful. It is delightful. It's true. But there's like amazing television
Yeah,
out there
sure.
that I watch over and over. I'm like rewatching Umbrella Academy and Schitt's Creek right now, and I have no qualms about sharing that comparatively.
Yeah. So, if we want to try this subtraction method, how do we decide? I mean, because we all have a bunch of habits that we carry. What might be a way for us to decide the first thing we want to try to take out?
Well, when people, a lot of people have asked me that in different scenarios, and I always reflect back that you sort of know. If there's something that feels uncomfortable in your life, that you feel like this is taking time in my day or energy from my day that I don't feel good about, then that's probably something to. This is not about changing habits or formulating new habits. It's about reconsidering our relationship with the things we do habitually. So if there's something that you're not feeling good about, that doesn't feel like a choice, go to the first thing you think about and then commit to it for a while. Because it's not, again, it's not about like, oh, am I addicted to social media? Am I addicted to sugar? It's not about that question. It's about who am I without it? What do I choose without it? Or like with television, I now admit that I love television and I let myself enjoy it so much more because I don't feel
Yeah.
guilty about it.
Great.
I no longer feel guilty about it because I recognize how much I love it and how it serves me. So like go for the thing that you feel like isn't serving you well, or on the flip side, something that you know is harming you. So if you know that it's like I'm hypoglycemic or diabetic, I don't know, but sugar is bad for me. Maybe try that. Expect more dramatic experiences, you know, but maybe go for that. I would say go for something gentler first.
It seems like this helps us get down to like our essential selves. Like we're figuring, it's like this is a way for us to figure out who we really are.
Entirely. And I did not expect that. My values are so clear to me. What I love is what makes me happy, and I'm less bashful about it. I nerd out on the things I really love to nerd out about, and I'm not. You know, I'm excited by it. I'm not
Yeah.
ashamed of the things I nerd out about. And it also the whole in the like awareness in the moment, it gets you excited about how things sound and smell and hear and other people and what excites them and the experiences they're having and their awareness of the world. It really did doing this for a year and then writing a book and talking to people about it. It's lightened the emotional pressure, and it's brought so much cooler stuff into my space in a way that I did not expect, and I'm so thankful for. And then when people report back to me that they're doing their little withouts, that's what they say, they're going without this or that, and how it's changing, especially their inner life, even more than your outer life, your inner life. It's just the coolest thing. My name is Jacqueline Raposo. I'm the author of The Me Without, A Gear Exploring Habit Healing and Happiness, which is a memoir cross case study about our relationships with habit. And I am a disabled creative. So everything I do comes from the perspective of someone who lives with an incurable chronic illness, and I try to tell underdog stories.
I love this episode. I love this advice. If you are going to try this going without journey, I would really love to hear what you're working on. You can email me, as always, at zak@bestadvice.show, zak@bestadvice.show. And you can always leave me a voicemail at 844-935-BEST. That's 844-935-BEST. And let me know how your Going Without journey is going. I will be sure to share it with Jacqueline.